Great. So I really want you all to be a part of this. We're going to do something special this morning. We're going to make promises to Reverend Thomas, and he's going to make promises to us. And what we are all doing is coming together as a church community and saying, we're going to be for one another. We're going to support each other. This is our church family, and he is going to be our interim minister for a year and a half. We aren't really sure. But sometimes we're all parts of different groups. Sometimes when you're in school, do you break up into small groups to study something and then come back to the larger class? We all are families. We're parts of sports teams, right? Or musical ensembles of bands or instrumental groups of some kind. But here in a church, when we come together in a group, in a community, what we are saying is not we are a special community, but this community, this gathering is focused on one thing, one entity, and that is God. So together we come together to say, yes, welcome, Arnold, but what we want you to do, which is essentially what Jesus did all the time, which was point over his shoulder and say, don't look at me, look at the one who sent me. So that is what both Arnold and I strive to do. I don't want to speak for you. Each Sunday is to say, look at God, God who has made all things possible. So we're going to invite the chairs of the Interim Search Committee, Beth Seitzma and Marie Lohr, to come forward, and Francis Foster. But I want you all to encircle them. So let's make a slightly wider arc of a circle as they come forward to do their thing. You don't have to sit on the floor. We only get to sit on the floor. So Francis gets that first, I think.
I'm ready.
You ready? On January 1st, 2016, the Charlotte Congregational Church, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, called the Reverend Dr. Arnold Isidore Thomas to be our interim pastor and teacher and to assist us in our search for a senior pastor. Today, we formally acknowledge our mutual ministry in Christ as we covenant with him to serve in that capacity. It is our shared understanding that he will remain in this position until we find a senior pastor.
5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
Reverend Thomas, seeing that you are called to ordained ministry by the grace of God, and that the Charlotte Congregational Church has been led to call you as interim pastor and teacher, are you willing to enter into this covenant with its members who are one in Christ?
I am willing, and I promise to serve this church faithfully, preaching and teaching the Word of God, administering the sacraments, and fulfilling the pastoral office according to the faith and order of the United Church of Christ.
Members and friends of the Charlotte Congregational Church, will those of you who are able please rise and affirm your covenant with Reverend Thomas as your interim pastor and teacher?
We, the members of the Charlotte Congregational Church, receive Arnold Isidore Thomas as our interim pastor and teacher, promising to labor with him in the ministry of the gospel and to give him due honor and support. We gather with him and with the United Church of Christ as a sign of our covenant and in celebration of our mutual ministry in Christ's name. We covenant with God and with one another
and do bind ourselves
in the presence of God to walk together in all God's ways, ever watchful for how God's blessed word of truth shall be revealed unto us.
Thank you. Thank you all.
So kids, you can all go off to Sunday school now. Have a great time, and we'll see you at coffee hour.
And before we...
So I invite you to come forward and use this microphone so that everyone can hear. I trust that it's working and functional, so thank you.
How's that? Good morning. I don't have an aha moment, but I have a series of little awakenings, I guess, that I've experienced in my garden. From being excited when the first radishes come up and know, oh, there's a little bit of carrot coming up too, to the surprise of forgetting to plant potatoes and finding there's some there anyway, to the ongoing call of being out there and loving to put my hands in the dirt. I feel like that's all part of God being in my life.
Didn't see you getting up. First of all, thank you very much for your prayers for my nephew. He's doing great. I've grew up in the faith, but when I got to be in my 20s, as often happens, I kind of grew away from the church and from my faith. I got married to a man not nearly as understanding and loving as the one I have today. I thank God every day for that, for him. But during that first marriage, I became pregnant. And I really was growing abnormally large, but I didn't worry about it because my brother and my two cousins had had twins over the last few years. So I just thought, well, maybe they're twins. But I woke up one morning quite ill, hemorrhaging. I went up to the hospital, and lo and behold, I was told not only was I not carrying twins, I was not carrying any baby at all. I had what they call trophoblastic disease. It's kind of like a false pregnancy. They told me it was not cancer, but everything I've read sounds like it's certainly related to it. I had to undergo a surgery. And I was told that the odds were 50% that I would bleed to death on the table. Now, I had always spent my entire life, feeling like I was so in control. And at that moment, I realized I never had any control, that the only one that really has control was the Lord, and that I really needed to trust him and give it over to him. And obviously, he kept faith with me because I'm here today, and I'm very happy in my second marriage, and it's just taught me whenever anything is troubling me or looking bleak, no matter how small or how large, that I need to give the control over to the Lord, and he has never let me down. Thank you.
Good morning. I didn't plan on doing this, but this morning I finished reading Richard Rohr's book, Falling Upward, which I think some of you have read. And I realized that he was speaking about the people in your lives who serve as your elder or your mirror. And I realized I have this beautiful elder in my life named Susan. And that doesn't mean I'm calling you old. It means that you have provided a very beautiful and rich mirror to my life. And I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Good morning. I barely made it here this morning. I'm Susan Megenberg, and I want to say three things. First, I want to celebrate that my husband's parents are celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary. So that's a happy event for our family. About 2 or 2.5 years ago, Susan asked me to witness, and I came up and shared that I had struggled for some time finding that work-life balance that's so elusive these days. And I now have found a job that I love. It's perfect for me. And just wanted to share that. It's a gift, and it's really helping me. And then the third thing, as a lot of you know, I've been struggling. I've been in the requests for prayers for quite a while. Struggling with an autoimmune disease that's very rare. But I'm getting better, and I know that now. So I just want to say thank you for all your prayers, because they're working. Thank you.
What is so palpable here to me right now are the thoughts in all your hearts saying, well, I could tell about that time, or should I get up? No, that's not important. That wasn't really that special. No one would understand but God. And so it's those stories that we hold in our hearts, the stories of our lives, the stories that help us to question and to wonder, those times when we feel that we aren't really important, that that wasn't a real seminal moment, that we should be reminded that it was, that we are, that you are all precious in God's sight, that small whims of glory turn on a reflection of the sun And so may we give thanks to God for this and for all of you. And so we have the next hymn offerings. And let's have three hymns this time. Dick. 519. 519, two verses.